Call to order, February 10th, 2015, County Council Meeting, 6:30. Please stand for a moment of silence. Thank you. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mr. Bell? Mr. Bullock?
Here.
Mr. Cartier?
Here.
Ms. Diller?
Here.
Mr. Holland?
Here.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Here.
Mr. Powers? Mr. Retta?
Here.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here.
Mr. Smiley?
Sean?
Here.
Mr. Street?
Here.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Here.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 10 present, 3 absent.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We now have approval minutes. Are there any correction or amendments to the minutes of meeting February 3rd, 2015?
Second.
Is there a second?
Second.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. Joining us, Council Members Tackett, Powers, and Bell for the record. Any announcements from Council tonight? Any announcements? Seeing none, introduction of ordinances. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the introduction of ordinances.
Ordinance 15011, to provide for the installation of Arlington street lights in the Woodland Park subdivision located in Christiana 100 and for a light tax base based on the cost of street lights.
Thank you. These ordinances will be voted on at the next meeting, which is February 24th, unless they are referred to a board or commission whereby they will be voted on at a later date. We now have committee reports, Finance Committee. Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today, we had a very brief Finance Committee meeting. After the minutes are approved, we looked at tonight's ordinance resolution. That resolution 15-023 that is a cost share of funds for the Little Mill Creek Flood Control Project Phase 2. Funding will go to the Newcastle Conservation District as part of the Little Mill Creek Flood Control Project. I'd just like to say this is something that's long overdue, and I know it's in Councilman Retta's district, and he's worked hard on over the years to bring this project to fruition to protect his residents. We approved a grant to the Air Force ROTC at Glasgow High School. We discussed other matters and adjourned the meeting.
Thank you. Mr. Smiley, have anything to add?
No, sir.
Public Safety, Chairman Bell.
Thank you, Mr. President. At our Public Safety Committee meeting this afternoon, we had an extensive discussion and presentation by our county police staff and command on county police outreach programs, update on the police academy, update on the paramedic class, and also went over some information on the sudden cardiac arrest survivors reunion event up and coming at Tatnall School. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bell. Co-Chair Street, do you have anything? Go ahead.
No. No, sir.
Executive Committee, today we discussed R15-033, which will be voted on tonight. Moving on to the consent calendar.
Excuse me, Mr. President.
Yes.
Yes, I apologize, sir, if I may. I was waiting to see if anything would be said on this. I'd just like to get it on the record now, while we're in the committee things, that the Finance Committee meeting today, all of those members of council that were present, approved an extension for payment to the current SOAR billing from March 2nd to March 17th, 2015, without any penalty. So I just want to get that on the record as part of it. Thank you.
Let the record reflect that Councilmember Diller and Cartier. Councilman Diller?
Yes. Councilman Tackett and I were just wondering if any members of the Cooch family were here.
Cooch family members?
Thank you.
Welcome. Councilman McCarthy?
Yeah, I'd just like to thank Councilman Smiley for that correcting that oversight on my part.
Thank you, Councilman. Anything else before we move on? Consent calendar, any member of the council or the public may remove an item from the consent calendar without the discussion by a simple request. If an item is not removed, it will not be subject to amendment, discussion, or other objection, or will be voted on as a package. Consent calendar items are noted on the agendas as such, They're available in the back of the room as well as online. Anyone from council or the public who wishes to have an item removed at this time? Seeing none, is there a motion to approve the consent calendar?
So moved.
Second. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any against? Abstentions? The ayes have it. Madam Clerk, please proceed with the reading of the consent calendar.
Resolution 15030, honoring the life of Nancy DuPont and Holmes Cooch, and expressing condolences to her family and friends.
Madam Clerk, please call the roll on the consent calendar.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Here. Yes.
Mr. Miley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
The consent calendar has been passed. So we'll move on to presentations. Council members, do you have any presentations tonight? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent calendar and other resolutions. R14-031, Mr. Powers.
Yes, I move that resolution 15-013 be read by title only and presented to council for consideration and adoption.
Resolution 15031, to rename the address known as 19A Crimson King Drive, tax parcel number 110360040, to 1 Hawk's Nest Lane.
Mr. Powers.
Yes, as I said in the committee meeting, it's to correct the problem.
Thank you.
Mail.
Thank you, sir. Council, comments or questions? Public comment? CNN, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, roll call reveals 13 yes.
15-031 is approved. 14-032, Mr. Cartier.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like resolution 15-032 read by title only and placed before council for its consideration.
Resolution 15-032, authorizing the execution of one purchase order contract for the Newcastle Conservation District to provide local cost share funds for the Little Mill Creek Flood Control Project Phase 2 for the Department of Special Services in the amount of $104,900.
Mr. Cartier.
Briefly, this $104,900 purchase order is Newcastle County's share for the phase two of the Little Mill Creek Flood Control Project administered by the Newcastle Conservation District. And as I said before, long overdue and necessary flood control project in Councilman Retta's district.
It's a second part.
Council, you have any comments or questions? Any public comment? Sorry, Councilmember Reddy, you have a comment or question?
Thank you. It's a comment, and Councilman Cartier brought it up a couple minutes ago about how long does this take. This project has probably been going on close to 30 years now to fix this problem. And in the meantime, the Army Corps has been studying and studying and studying. I don't know what they were studying, but they probably didn't learn their lessons too well. But I do know that a lot of people Little Mill Creek towards the Kirkwood Highway and down towards Maryland Avenue were getting flooded out all along because they never did the project, and now it's coming through. And part of this project, that I don't know if Councilman Cartier brought it up or not, but they're going to extend basically a catch basin area to where the water will go down better.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else on this resolution? Seeing or hearing none, public comment? Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Sheldon?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R15-032 is approved. R15-033. I move that R15-033 be read by title only and placed before this body for its consideration and adoption.
Second.
Resolution 15033, approving revised position description for emergency medical services assistant chief and emergency medical services captain pursuant to Newcastle County Code Section 26.03105F.
Per title. Any comments or questions from council? Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
No.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
No.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
No.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll reveals 10 yes, 3 no.
R 14-033 is approved. We have nothing under item I, item J, R 15-034. Mr. Street.
Yes, Mr. President, I move that resolution number 15-034 be read by title only and placed before council for its consideration and adoption.
Resolution 15-034, extending condolences to the family and friends of Mr. Forrest Robert Dixon, Jr.
Councilman.
Yes, Mr. President. Briefly, I was honored to be able to bring remarks at the service for Mr. Dixon on Saturday. He was a long-term educator, started his career in Virginia, moved to Wilmington, and the husband of two-time mayoral candidate, B. Carroll. And he was a very active member and officer of the Coalition to Save Our Children. And to me, he was a courageous individual. He worked for the school system, but he came forward. He was an active member of the Coalition. And he dealt with one of the most controversial issues in this state and dealt with some of the most controversial people in this state. And he wasn't afraid for his job. He's a man who stood on principle, and he was committed to children education until he couldn't be on the battlefield anymore. So I had the utmost respect for him. And he was also one of my officers, a lot of them, who just didn't go along to get along. I couldn't have my way. We had some serious arguments and debates, but it was all about children. So I had the utmost respect for him. Present the resolution accordingly.
Thank you, Councilman Street, and for your comments. Councilwoman, comments or questions? Public comment. CNN, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett? Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R 15-034 is approved. R 15-035, Mr. Retta?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to have resolution number 15-035 read by title only and placed before council for consideration and adoption.
Second. Resolution 15035, congratulating Robert Bobby Johnston for achieving the rank of
Scout. Mr. Retta?
Per title.
Council. Public comment. Seeing none, Madam Clerk, please call.
Mr. Bell?
Yes.
Mr. Bullock?
Yes.
Mr. Cartier?
Yes.
Ms. Diller?
Yes.
Mr. Hollins?
Yes.
Ms. Kilpatrick?
Yes.
Mr. Powers?
Yes.
Mr. Retta?
Yes.
Mr. Shelton?
Yes.
Mr. Smiley?
Yes.
Mr. Street?
Yes.
Mr. Tackett?
Yes.
Mr. Weiner?
Yes.
Mr. President, the roll call reveals 13 yes.
R 15-035 is approved. Anything on the item K? Any public comment?
Motion to adjourn.
Is there a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Thank you so much. Thank you for coming out.
Well, congratulations.
No. Not a record.
No. Nine. Got to get under nine.